Welcome to another edition of Locked On Jaguars. I'm Tony Wiggins. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Locked On Jaguars. It's opening night in the NFL, and I have to tell you guys about some friends of mine because you know what they did? Man, they have really stepped up to the plate for Locked On Jaguars. It is Mack Weldon. You want to know who Mack Weldon is? I'll tell you exactly who Mack Weldon is. They're a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now. Trust me, I know. The promo code Locked On gets you 20% at MackWeldon.com. Man, please go check them out because I'm going to tell you right now, I've got my underwear, my socks, my T-shirts. The material's great. After they run through the washer, they're still great and they work out fine. And I wouldn't steer you wrong when it comes to that. You got to spend your money in good places, and Mack Weldon is a place for you to do it. Now, the Jaguars got back together today after being gone for 2 days, and they met with the media, and they had a late practice. There's a strain, some sort of abdominal strain going on with quarterback Nick Foles. He's expected to play, but you got to wonder now, does this mean that they won't have the full array of whatever offense they're trying to run this year? Can he really go down the field? And since the strain has been made known, with Foles being a little bit of a stationary target, although he can move a little bit, you have to wonder, does this change the idea of what the Chiefs want to do pressure-wise to get him off of his square? You also have to wonder if this will impact the game plan from the Jaguars' perspective to get the ball out of his hand quickly, to put him mostly in shotgun so that he's not doing all of these twitchy movements. And does this mean a heavy dose of Leonard Fournette right, Leonard Fournette left, Leonard Fournette up the middle? Because I do think you have to alter things a little bit when a guy, you don't want to lose him. The point, you know, I've been saying that all preseason, and now I'm hearing all over local media, you don't want to lose Nick Foles. You never want to lose your starter, but I do think right now to lose him with anything would be really, really catastrophic. I'm hearing today that a lot of people believe that this game is, as long as they're very, very competitive, people will be happy about it because, you know, one of the things that I want to broach later on is if I could promise you 9-7 right now and a shot at the playoffs, would you take it? If so, why? Is that really something that is your expectation that low and you just want to be competent and relevant and at least fighting for something? Because for the most part, with the exception of 2017, the team hasn't been relevant. The team hasn't been fighting for anything. It would be interesting for me to know how people feel about that. Another thing, with the Jaguars having a very, very tough schedule, what you don't want is, when I said before that people were saying, okay, as long as they're competitive, this is a game that not a lot of people are expecting them to win. You got to remember, though, they go on the road in week two. And when you go on the road in week two, you play the Houston Texans. That's a division game, obviously, but it's also the second conference game. If you go on the road and lose to Houston, you're not 0-2 in the conference, 0-1 in the division, and you're just 0-2, period, in what is a very competitive AFC this year. Do you think that mentally starts to derail this football team a little bit? That's a very, very interesting question. You wonder if it starts to derail them a little bit, and you wonder if it starts to get in their mind and make them play with more desperation. You also wonder what the coaching staff and how the coaching staff feels about what will go on. So all of these things are legitimate questions that we have coming into the season. There are two games on tonight, or at least I think there's one game on tonight, rather. But the thing is it's time. It's football season. Everybody's jacked up. The games are going to start happening for real. Expect some sloppiness. Expect some teams to obviously not be playing at their peak level because it's the beginning of the year and there's been a lot of turnover. And more so for the Jaguars because they did not really play their starters any on either side of the ball in the first half. So it's going to be interesting to see how quick of a start they can get off to. And they really, really do need a quick start, in my opinion, because their schedule is so tough and you just can't afford to give away games early and hope to manage and muster up enough momentum going into the stretch run of the NFL season. Teams are just too good to get away with that. All right, so coming up, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the Jaguars and their season. and make a little bit of a prediction on what I think will happen. All right. And what you should be doing, and I want you to make happen, is to go to DraftKings.com now and use code Locked On. That's right. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Stand by for the second segment of Locked On Jaguars. Folks, I told you about our friends over at Mack Weldon. That's right, Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Look, man, I'm a big dude, right? So I got to be comfortable. I stand on my feet a lot. I move around, and I need that comfort. I know as men, we sometimes want to get macho. But when you're moving around all day, you actually need something that's comfortable and something that fits you the way it needs to fit you. Mack Weldon is that place for me. They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. That's right, simple shopping. We don't like getting caught up in the malls and places like that. Hoodies and sweatpants, underwear, socks, all of that stuff, man. That's right. Look, Mack Weldon is the place for you to go. Now go to MackWeldon.com and use the special code Locked On, and you'll get a 20% off of your first order. That's right. Visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code Locked On for 20%. All right, folks, welcome back to segment number two of this Thursday edition of Locked On Jaguars. I'm your man, T-Wig. Let's look at what we should expect from this offense in the first week. What we should expect is what you're going to see is, and what you should expect is, you're going to see an identity. You're going to see this team, and you're going to see the unveiling, if you will, of the identity of this football team as it's led by Nick Foles and as the team has been coordinated by John D. Filippo. You know, a lot of love being given out to Andy Reid and a lot of love being given out to the Chiefs offense today in the presser with the head coaches and with John D. Filippo. And rightfully so. Look, you don't want to give any bulletin board material. You probably won't hear players do and say the things that you've heard in the past, like when Jalen called Tyreek Hill a return specialist and all of that stuff. You know, it's opening week. So, guys, the Jaguars have to come out and they have to establish their identity offensively. And that, to me, means a lot of Leonard Fournette. That means a lot of quick, fast passes to guys like Tyreek Hill with occasional shots. I'm not Tyreek Hill. Quick, fast passes to a guy like D.D. Westbrook. Tyreek Hill plays for the other team. They're going to take a lot of good shots in the middle of the field, I believe, to test the linebackers and the safeties of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I discussed that in our crossover show yesterday with Locked On Chiefs. I really do believe that's where you have to test them. I would not make a habit of sticking Nick Foles back there with 5 and 7 step drops. In fact, I'd roll him a little bit just to get him away from Chris Jones, just to roll him away from Frank Clark, because we don't know yet how this offensive line is going to hold up or how this offensive line is going to play, because we just haven't seen them and they haven't been healthy and they haven't had a chance to gel. I do know this though, and this is the scary part for me. The scary part for me is that they don't have a lot of offensive line depth, especially with the hamstring of Cedric, I call him Cedio, it's Cedric Obui. He's not healthy. He has a bad hamstring. So that chips away a little bit at their depth. Teams like to go in the game day with 7, maybe 8 linemen at the most. So now, you know, that depth is in question a little bit. So you have to wonder what the Jaguars will do if someone goes down. I expect them to come out in 13, one running back and 3 wide receivers. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them a lot with 2 tight ends and 1 running back, and one of those tight ends even lining up in the backfield. All of this is new. You never really know who and what they're going to be able to do and the identity that they have. I'll also be interested to see if they win the toss, if they decide to take the ball first or kick it off. Do you get your defense on the field? Do you give Mahomes first crack at it with the Kansas City Chiefs and then put yourself in the 8-ball? Do you play field position? Do you take the ball first? Or are you thinking about the second half? All of these things and these questions actually get answered come Sunday at 1 o'clock. The wide receiver position, we were scheduled to talk to Keenan McCardell, but we had to, because of the storm, we postponed that. So I'll bring that to you next week. When you look at the wide receivers, and we're looking at the offense as a whole here on Locked On Jaguars, when you look at the wide receivers, one of the big questions I have is, do you have that guy that's going to say, give me the ball? Do you have the guy that's going to complain, I'm always open? Do you have that guy that, just like Coach McCardell was, and I told the story several times, Jimmy Smith would catch a touchdown and Keenan would say, I was open. Do you have that guy? Is that guy necessary? Is it necessary for you to have a guy who wants to be the absolute alpha on this team? I think it is, but I think it's earned. I don't think it's something that's given. I think you have to earn the right and earn the respect of the coaches and the trust in the quarterback in order to be that guy, and I think that's done with your play. I think if you're lucky, D.D. Westbrook will turn out to be the guy that every single possession, you'd expect the Jaguars to look his way about every three plays. Even if they don't throw it to him, he needs to be the first person on your progression if he is going to live up to the things that Coach D. Filippo has said about him. And what that is that he's the best route runner he's ever been around, because Coach Flip has been around some very, very good route runners. So it's just a matter of developing that identity and understanding that the trust has to be built between the coach, the quarterback, and the wide receiver. But the reason I'm harping on that is because it's been such a long time since the Jaguars had an alpha receiver. Why is that important? To keep drives going, to give the other team something that they know they have to stop. A guy who can run past you, or a guy who you can't have him in open field getting tackled by a Sam linebacker because you know he's going to make the Sam linebacker look stupid. All of these things, man, they tie in hand. Just imagine this. If you can get that going, and the offensive line is able to keep Nick Foles upright, and then you get the running game going in this heat, and then you're throwing it to Leonard out of the backfield, and then you can catch Jeff Swaim in the flat and O'Shaughnessy in the flat, or catch a good sideline or a crossing route to Conley, and then every now and then take a deep shot to somebody else, whether it's DJ Chark or whoever. Man, all of that stuff bodes well for this football team, and it'll actually bring lots and lots of excitement to the Jacksonville Jaguars and their fan base come Sunday. It's one of the things I really, really want to see, and I know everyone wants to see the matchup we'll talk about next in the next segment. But for me, what I really, really want to see is I want to see how this team holds up when the offense is on the field against that new Chiefs defense. It's a new Jaguars offense and a new Chiefs defense. We're just going to have to see what that's all about come Sunday. All right, we'll take a look at the defensive side of the ball for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'll actually give you a game prediction, and I'll tell you where I think this team is going to be by the end of the year too. So I'm going to throw that in the last segment for you guys, to get you guys ready for some football tonight and on Sunday. This is Tony Wiggins with Locked On Jaguars. Stick around for our next segment. Yo, this your man T-Wig, man, and I'm here to talk about DraftKings. That's right. It is time to celebrate. Football is finally back, and DraftKings is the leader in one-day fantasy football, and they have a huge weekend contest. The first one starts tonight. That's right, this Thursday, when the Bears and the Green Bay Packers get it on and they kick off the season in a single-game showdown with $2.5 million in total prizes up for grabs. That's right. Draft your single-game showdown, line up, and feel the sweat like never before. It's simple. Just draft six players from the season opener. Stay under the salary cap and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Plus, new users who sign up today on DraftKings using code LOCKEDON will receive a free shot at the $1 million top prize. That's right, $1 million. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching the game quite like having a shot at $1 million payday. All right, here's what you do. Get in on the action, download the DraftKings app now, and use Locked On for a limited time. And new users, now remember, new users, both new and existing actually, can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. That's right. So Enter your code Locked On to get a free shot at $1 million with your first deposit. That's Locked On, only on DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Yo, it's your man T-Wig, man, and I would not be telling you guys about this if it wasn't the real deal. What am I talking about? Man, I'm talking about MyBookie. That's right, MyBookie. Do the smart thing. If you're going to bet this season on football, bet with MyBookie. Did you know you could get or you could bet on games after kickoff? If by the second half it looks like your team ain't going to win, this is the craziest thing, man. I can't believe they're doing this, but this is what they do. If you look like you're going to lose, you can always just take the other side. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little bit and win a lot, try a parlay, in fact. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings, and no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of your life. We all love winning money, man. I've played MyBookie. I've been playing MyBookie now for 6 years. Join now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, and you get paid. All right, folks, welcome back to the third and final segment of the Thursday night, opening night edition of Locked On Jaguars. The defense, the matchup, what I think is going to happen or what I think, let me say what I think the Jaguars hope to happen. What the Jaguars hope to happen is they're going to get these guys off the field. You got to get guys off the field. I think it's not necessarily about winning third down to do that, even though that's the down that determines whether or not you get people off the field. I think the biggest part of this game will be what happens on first down. If you can control first down, keep them in second and nine or second and 10, or if there's a false start and it's first and 15, or, oh man, if there's a holding penalty, it gets even better because now it's first and 20. If you can control what happens on first down, I think then you can dictate what could happen on second and third. My point. First and long, Avery Jones comes out, Josh Allen comes in, you get into your mix and max packages. You get into your exotic stuff. You get it to where guys are stunting and standing up. You can afford to sell out for the pass a little bit because even if they hit you with a draw or a screen, you're fast enough on the back end that you can recover from it. And now you're still in either a third and a pretty decent. If you give them 4 yards, you're still in third and six or third and five, or even perhaps you're in a situation where it's second and 14, and you can mix match and dictate some things. Remember, you'll have the home crowd advantage. The crowd will be cheering like crazy. So therefore, as a Jacksonville native or Jacksonville fan, that's exactly what you want to see. You want to see the Jaguars defense control and master first down. But one of the things that we really haven't discussed a lot is the fact that Calais Campbell is also very good against the run, not just stuffing the passer, I mean rushing the passer. So when you get Calais Campbell and Marcell Dareus, and now we've seen Josh Allen with his size be able to disrupt the run because he's so quick to get off the ball, and the fact that Yannick Ngakoue can run plays down, even the screen passes, if you try screen passes, you got to hurry up and get rid of that ball. And it has to be set up. And Miles Jack in the past has done a really, really good job of reading that stuff. And most of the time I've seen him, he's hit the ball carrier as soon as he caught the ball. That's what happens when you have a team that could line the corners up and guard people man-to-man. And when that happens, the linebackers and the safeties can sort of trust that those guys on the outside and they don't have to play back as much as they normally would have to. What do we do with Travis Kelce? Don't let him come off the line clean. Somebody, I don't care who it is, it could be one of the ends, it could be a linebacker, it could be a safety. Somebody at least has to take a hand, stick your hand out, and get your hand in his chest. Of course, before he gets 5 yards down the field, you have to. I think somebody has to get a good bump on him. I don't know if they'll put DJ Hayden on him in the slot. You have to. It might be Quincy Williams. It might be the young kid. He has a significant height advantage on Quincy. Quincy's 5'11 at best, and Kelsey's, what, 6'5", 6'6". So, you know, Quincy could be there and still appear that he's not there because of the height advantage that Travis Kelce has. So it's going to be interesting to me. But I think what you have to do with him is you have to hit him. Even when he catches it, you got to tackle him right away. You got to bump him. You got to make everything difficult for him when he comes off the line of scrimmage. I think that's a must. Maybe what they do is, the Jaguars, what they do is they take Ronnie Harrison or Jarrett Wilson and they stick them down and then they go single high in the back. And they just say, hey, they tell Jalen Ramsey and they tell A.J. Bouye, don't get beat deep. You get whatever you do, don't get beat deep. You can't let Tyreek Hill or Sammy Watkins get behind you and beat you deep. Those chunk plays will kill you. It changes field position. And it also creates opportunities where you don't get off the field. And the longer you're on the field in that heat, the worse it could be for you. Special teams. I think Josh Lambeau could kick the ball from here to Savannah, so I'm not too much concerned about Josh Lambeau. I think Josh Lambeau is actually going to have a really good season. But coverage teams, you got to cover. If they put Tyreek Hill back there in punt return situations, you can't let them have quick scores and you can't let them have chunk plays. And then it wouldn't hurt if the Jaguars were able to get that ball and take the ball out beyond the 30-yard line every single time to give this offense a shot. So we'll see, man. It's Sunday. I told you I was going to give you a prediction for this game and for the season. As far as this game, I think the Chiefs will win because I think they're one of the two best teams in the AFC. But I do think it'll be an extremely competitive game, and you'll leave the game, and I know there are no more victories. I think the team will leave the games knowing that they'll be okay. And I think the Chiefs will leave saying, hey, that's a good football team. I hope we don't have to see them later. In terms of the season, I actually think the Jaguars are going to get a wild card. I've come around a little bit. I think they're going to get a wild card. I think they're going to barely finish second to the Houston Texans in the division. But I also think when they get that wild card, I think they're going to have to go to Houston the very next week because I don't think Houston's going to get a bye. And I think the Jaguars will beat Houston. I think Jaguars will beat Houston and find themselves in the divisional round where they probably will fall to one of those top two seeds. So, look, man, that's just my opinion. I just think the team is getting closer. I think, but every, you know, I want to be out more optimistic for you guys. But the thing is you got to remember everybody else got better too. Everybody else wants to play. So, and they're going to play and they're going to have new things and new wrinkles and stuff that they're trying too. So that's my prediction for this week's game. That's also my prediction for the season. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Jaguars. I'm your man, Tony Wiggins. Take care.